USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is bashing President Trump's choice of Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas to succeed Dan Coats as Director of National Intelligence. Schumer says Ratcliffe is too partisan for the job, and he points to his testy exchanges with former Special Counsel Robert Mueller at a hearing last week.
180 pages about decisions that weren't reached, about potential crimes that weren't charged. Respectfully, by doing that, you manage to violate every principle and the most sacred of traditions about prosecutors not offering extra prosecutorial analysis about potential crimes that aren't charged.
Police in Northern California are looking for a second suspect who may have been involved in a mass shooting. A man killed three and wounded 15 people at a food festival before police killed him. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't consider.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer, state laws apply.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
One person dead when an Amtrak train strikes a truck and derails in South Suburban University Park in Illinois, an Amtrak spokesman says.
This happens all too frequently all across the country. This crossing has lights and gates and bells. And, of course, we'll be working with local authorities to confirm all of them were in operation.
The truck driver was killed and hundreds of Amtrak passengers were stranded for hours. A bill is to be signed today by President Trump to extend funding for sickened 9/11 first responders, firefighters and police officers who responded to the 9/11 attacks in Lower Manhattan will be joining President Trump for the signing. The Victim Compensation Fund gives money to the thousands who suffer from serious illnesses tied to toxins at Ground Zero. Talks are resuming today between the U.S. and China to try to end a trade war between the two countries. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
The White House says it's doing everything necessary to protect the 2020 election from any foreign interference. On CBS's Face the Nation, Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney insisted that the Trump administration is taking election security seriously. Asked about U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's refusal to allow a vote on a bipartisan election security bill, Mulvaney dismissed the measure as unnecessary, saying the bill is nothing but showmanship. Albert Pujols continues to make baseball history. The Angels first baseman hit his 650th home run on Sunday off Baltimore's Dylan Bundy, becoming the sixth player to reach that plateau. In addition, he becomes just the fourth player with 650 homers and 3,000 hits, joining Hank Aaron, Alex Rodriguez, and Willie Mays. The 38-year-old Pujols is hitting .244 this year with 17 homers in 83 games. He is under contract with the L.A. Angels till 2021. And the basketball jersey former President Barack Obama wore when his school won the Hawaii State Championship is being sold at auction. The white jersey with blue trim has the number 23 on it. A player 3 years behind Obama at Punahou High School in Honolulu says he kept the jersey when he wore it on junior varsity. The high bid is of Saturday afternoon, $26,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.